There is no doubt about it. The life force that is connected and associated with different foods is humongous. Some foods have little, if any, life force about them. They are colorless and literally lifeless. Because the food is essentially dead, when we put that into our body, we feel sluggish, fatigued, and endlessly tired. Other foods are vibrantly colorful. They are replete with a life force that is literally endless. In my hometown of Olympia, Washington, we have a farmer's market. At this farmer's market, there is a requirement that all of the food vendors make their food organically. When I pass by each of those stands, the colors in the food are truly vibrant. If I happen to be a bit depressed or fatigued as I walk into the farmer's market, I can assure you when I leave, I am full of energy and enthusiasm. Being near foods that have life force is energizing and renewing to our own personal life force. Here's the way the energetic charge actually works. Every individual, every being who contributes to the creation and development and production of any food contributes to its life force. When food has its origins of people who created that food with love, attention, and mindfulness, by the time we place that food into our body, we consume that full, delicious, energetic charge. We feel vibrant inside. One of the reasons why Thanksgiving is such a special holiday for so many individuals turns out to be because the food, when it is actually made, is made with love. It is made mindfully. It is a precious exercise for all who are involved in bringing that food to the table. In many households, preparation of the actual meal may take 5, 6, even 8 hours. The meal may only take 30 minutes to 45 minutes to actually eat. But the reality is, the feeling that everyone gets from eating that food may in part be, I ate too much, but also the feeling is one of comfort and being inundated with a dose of love that feels to be all-consuming. In summary, the life energy of all who made the food possible that we consume flows through us when we eat this food. Of course, when food has a contrary history, when perhaps it has been genetically modified or altered in some unnatural way, perhaps it has been harvested in a cruel way, the reality is by the time it hits our plate, the energetic charge is seriously depleted. Recognizing and acknowledging the history of where that food comes from also acknowledges that we are all one. We are all connected to one another. We are all dependent on one another. Of course, if you live in America, you probably have a sense of personal identity. We are all individuals, so to speak. But it's also true that we are all connected to one another. May you delight, then, throughout the rest of the week, as well as on this Thanksgiving holiday, in celebrating the majesty and the magic of what it means to consume food that is vibrant with energy and that energizes our life force. It is indeed a pleasure to be alive. Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery. Good day.